In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
What's news from the Wall Street Journal? Top stories without the noise.
From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. Spider-Man Homecoming brings two of Hollywood's biggest competitors together. It's an unprecedented partnership that one company hopes will revive its movie business and the other expects to be a two-hour-long promotion for its toys. Joining us from Los Angeles with the details is The Wall Street Journal's Ben Fritz. Ben, tell us about this new partnership.
Sure. It's really unusual. So the new Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man Homecoming, the thing to know is Spider-Man is a Marvel Comics character. He has been since he was invented in the 60s. And Marvel is, of course, owned by Disney. But the movie rights to Spider-Man are owned by Sony Pictures. Sony made a deal with Marvel when it was an independent company back in 1999. And they've held on to those rights. So Sony has always made these Spider-Man movies, even though Marvel owns Spider-Man comic books and so on. But the newest movie was actually produced by Marvel Studios, which is the team owned by Disney that made Avengers, Iron Man, Captain America, and so on. And the reason for that is Sony's last few Spider-Man movies haven't done well. They fared poorly at the box office. And they felt kind of, you know, they could use some assistance from Marvel and also a way to have Spider-Man meet other Marvel characters like Iron Man in the movie. And to do that, they needed Marvel to work with them to produce the movie. And now why is Marvel doing this? Why would Marvel do this big favor for Sony? It's because Marvel and Disney own the merchandise rights to Spider-Man. So all the toys and bed sheets and T-shirts anybody buys, Disney keeps all the money. And, of course, a hit movie makes for more merchandise sales. So Sony's last few movies not doing well have hurt Disney's consumer products business. So their hope is that by Marvel making the movie, they'll sell more toys and make more money that way. And Sony's hope is Marvel making the movie will have bigger box office and Sony will make more profits itself.
Really interesting. You know, among the other things that are different about this film, Spider-Man interacts with other superheroes.
Yes, that's one reason they hope it'll be a bigger hit, is fans really like to see the superheroes kind of living in the same universe, knowing each other, hanging out together. And Sony wasn't able to do that because they own the rights to Spider-Man, but not any other of Marvel superheroes. Marvel had all the rest, which is why Marvel's made its own movies with them. So this partnership allows them to meet. So actually, Iron Man, who's played by Robert Downey Jr., has a big supporting role in Spider-Man Homecoming. And Spider-Man's a high school kid. You know, Peter Parker's his identity, and one of the big ideas of the movie is he kind of looks up to the Avengers like Iron Man. He wants to be one of them, but he kind of doesn't know how. He's still a kid figuring out how to be a superhero. And he's trying to earn Iron Man's respect, and it's not an easy road for him to do that.
Which may also be why this film is expected to skew a bit younger, right?
Yes, it's absolutely. It's very relatable, I think, for teenagers, even for, you know, for preteens, for, you know, 10-year-olds who, you know, think about being a teenager. This is not like a kind of mature film with any dark, you know, themes or politics to it or anything. It's just it's about being a kid in a world full of superheroes. So that's why I think it's going to perform well with families.
We're talking about Spider-Man with Ben Fritz, and you're listening to What's News from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening, everyone. Ben, what's something else we should know about this story?
Well, one thing that's interesting is, you know, so Sony and Marvel plan to continue their partnership for the time being. They have very high hopes for Homecoming, and so Marvel will be allowed to put Spider-Man in their next two Avengers movies. And then Marvel's producing an expected sequel to Homecoming that will come out in 2019. You know, things continue to be complicated. Sony also has the big screen rights to other characters who are friends of Spider-Man, essentially, who've been in the comics. So Sony's planning its own movies based on some of those characters. There's a movie about Venom, who's kind of sort of a former villain turned anti-hero. It's a movie about two superheroines who were friends of Spider-Man's called Black Cat and Sable. And then there's also an animated movie about a different version of Spider-Man, and Sony's making all those itself. So at the same time Sony's partnering with Marvel to make Homecoming and their allies, Sony's also making some of its own superhero movies that are kind of in competition with Marvel.
Did anything surprise you working on this?
I was surprised at, you know, how complicated it was for this deal to come together. It was, you know, they made this deal in 2014 and 15, and Marvel was very aggressively going after Sony to get these rights. There was a lot of back and forth. I think the executives at Sony were reluctant to do it at first because it was sort of it's a bit of an admission of failure. It's a bit of an admission that they can't make really successful Spider-Man movies on their own, and they need Marvel's help. And I think that was very tough for the executives at Sony to face up to and to admit. But I think in the end, you know, they're very happy with the results, and the way you can tell they're happy is you sort of see some feuding for credit. I think the people at Marvel basically portray this as, hey, this is just another Marvel movie, just like anything else. We produced it ourselves. This happens to be released by Sony rather than Disney. And Sony, you know, is like, oh, we were close collaborators. We worked hand in hand with Marvel. It's our movie as much as theirs. And I think when people are kind of brushing up against each other for credit in Hollywood, then you know they think they have a hit movie on their hands.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Ben Fritz joining us from Los Angeles. Thank you so much.
Sure, it's my pleasure.
And thank you for listening. I'm Jennifer Strong in the newsroom in New York.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.